The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the views of the management and staff of Guardian Radio.
I'm not afraid, to take a stand.
Chicago Line is brought to you by Bahamas First, General Insurance Company, Burger King, the Cleveland Clinic, Commonwealth Bank, the Free National Movement, Kelly's Home Center, Marco's Pizza, Prince Masters, the Progressive Liberal Party, RF Banking Trust, Ron's Electric Motors, Star General, Insurance Made Simple, and the Tourism Development Corporation.
Ladies and gentlemen, to Z Live. I'm Shivago Lang, your host. So glad that you could join us here today on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM on this beautiful Wednesday afternoon. I trust and hope that you are doing well. If you want to give us a call today on the show, the numbers to do so are 323-6232. That's 323-6232 or 325-4316, 325-4316 or 325-4259, 325-4259. You can call us from the Family Islands on 242-300-5720, or you can text us today on 422-4796, or you can WhatsApp me on 439-3043. We are live on Cable Bahamas, channel 969, or you can catch us on BTC Flow channel 612. BTC Flow channel 612. Of course, we're also on Facebook. And you can catch us on Facebook when I'm in the studio, as I am today. So glad you could join us. Yesterday, well, let me just say, these rallies are heating up. Crowd sizes, you know, AI going to dismiss some of these crowd sizes these rallies are having. No AI can dismiss them. You don't vote with crowd size, but you certainly can show a force with them. But you know, they're not gonna make you win. But the FNM had a big rally last night. They had a big rally, and it was reminiscent of a time when some of us who were involved with rallies. I wasn't out there, mind you. I was looking at the shots. I was looking at the panoramic. Views, et cetera, et cetera. Anyway, May 12th is coming, and tomorrow is advanced poll day. I promised you yesterday, and I started reading for you yesterday, the law of the Bahamas under the Parliamentary Elections Act, which governs parliamentary elections in the country along with the Constitution of the Bahamas. I indicated that there is in the Bahamas laws against giving inducements for people to vote for you. There are laws against it. You can be disqualified as an elected member of parliament if you are found in an election court to be guilty of cheating, of bribery. Your election can be declared null and void on that grounds, on that basis. You say, but Shivago, how would that happen? So, if you win your seat and the side opposite decides, you know what, we have evidence of you giving inducements to people, and I'm going to talk about some of them inducements, what that might be like in a little while. They believe that they have evidence of your providing inducements. You know, you vote for me, I can give you $100, and I got you on tape for that, on video for that. I have witnesses who can say they were there and saw you do that. Let me hold your voter's card. I'm gonna give you $100 now. after the election, I'm going to give you that $100. Inducement. So you walk inside the house and introduce yourself as a candidate. And the woman say, well, child, and I can tell you all exactly what happened to me. Exactly. I said, Mom, how you doing? Oh, child, I right here with these old broke up glasses. Can't hardly see nothing. I said, why are you wearing broke up glasses? Child, they tell me I need $269 to fix them. After I finished talking to her, I said, thank you very much. I trust and hope that I can get your support. And I left. Someone else could say, well, okay, let me fix that for you. Now I expect your support now. Inducement. My children need a job. And you as a government minister and a candidate. Send them down to NIB. Send them down to Water and Sewer. Send them down to Public Works and tell them, I say, put you on the job. Now, I expect this family to support me. Inducement. Of course, you have to have evidence for all this stuff now. You have to have evidence. But the fact that you didn't have evidence, if it happened, that's inducement. That's treating. And if there's evidence produced before a court and the court finds that you sought to use inducement, you don't have to win. I mean, you don't. That person didn't have to vote for you. But if you are caught in a scenario in which you were seen to be trying to induce them, or you civilize a candidate, they're smarter than that. I'm not gonna let nobody catch me doing that. If your agent, do it on your behalf, and they are caught, your candidacy, your election could still be declared null and void on the basis that you had people facilitating your election. Because our elections are supposed to not occur on the basis of corruption, undue influence, bribery, or treating. That's the law of the Bahamas. I didn't write the law. This law was written in 1992, and before that, treating existed. I didn't write the law. And I am concerned. I'm very concerned of what I'm seeing around the place today, what I'm hearing about around the place today. Very concerned. So I want to read for you Article 97, again, of the Bahamas Parliamentary Elections Act. I'm going to read it for you again. I'm going to take my time and read it for you. This is the law of the Bahamas. I didn't write it. I was not in the House of Assembly in 1992. It is the law of the Bahamas. And you know who's responsible for enforcing the law of the Bahamas? The Cabinet of the Bahamas. The lawmakers make the law. The Cabinet of the Bahamas is responsible for enforcing the law. That's why they got a constabulary in the police, in the defense force, immigration, etc. Because their responsibility is, the Cabinet or the executive of the country is responsible for the enforcement of the law. That's who's responsible. Just so you know. What does the law say? Every person, that leaves no one out, who shall corruptly by himself or by or with any person or by any way or means, you hear that? Any way or means. So it could be cash, it'd be cash in kind, it could be government this, government that. It says, who shall corruptly by himself, or by, or with any person, or by any other way or means on his behalf at any time. You could use a courier to carry the message. Either from the date of the issue of the writ of election. You remember I told you all on the show that some of the things that people said this candidate was doing in this area and the next thing, giving people this and giving people that and putting it all on Facebook, etc. I said, well, you know, the election hadn't been called yet. The writ had not been issued yet. So they couldn't technically be charged with treating. Mind you, what they could be doing, regarded as being doing, could be regarded as unethical, but it wasn't against the law. Not until the writ of election was issued. So the law says, either from the date of the issue of the writ of election under Part 5, so once the writ is issued, if you're doing these things, then it's a while the election campaign is going on, listen, listen, during the election campaign or after. So you're giving that $100, $200, $500, that voucher, the this and the that, after election, because the inducement was to get you to vote. So the law catches you after the election. And guess what it says? Directly, meaning you yourself did it, any person, or indirectly, meaning you had somebody else do it. Give or provide, give, you give it, or you make, or cause to be given or provided, meaning you set up an arrangement such as through a company, through an organization, through an institution, any one of them means, the law is very extensive. Cause to be given or provided, or shall be accessory to the giving or providing. So you ain't know. See, you think it's only the candidate can be in trouble. You think it's only the candidate can be in trouble. But no, you made available a means by which the candidate or candidates can get this corrupt inducement to people. So you're an accessory to the giving or providing. Or shall pay, wholly or in part. Listen to me, this the law. Shall pay, wholly or in part, any expenses incurred for any meat, drink, entertainment, or provision to or for any person in order to be elected or for being elected. Listen, in order to be elected. Didn't say so they could vote for you. You're doing it in order to be elected, any person. In order to be elected. Or for the purpose of corruptly influencing such persons, person, or any other person to give. So you want them to give or refrain from giving his vote. So you could induce somebody to vote, or you could induce somebody not to vote. So the PLP induces an F&M not to vote, an F&M induces a PLP not to vote, a COI induces a F&M or PLP not to vote. That's the same thing as inducing them to vote. In order to be elected, or for being elected, or for the purpose of corruptly influencing such person or any other person to give or refrain from giving his vote at such election, or on account of such person having voted or refrained from voting at such election, shall be guilty of an offense against this act. It goes on now. So there's the candidate or the person and their agent and any facilitator accessory to that. And then it says, and every person who has or claims to have a right to vote at an election, who corruptly accepts or takes any such meat, drink, entertainment, or provision shall also be guilty of offense against his act. Just like in bribery, both the briber and the bribed are guilty under the law. Okay, so you don't get away because, well, they give it to me and I was only giving them my vote. No, you guilty too. That's what the law says. Now, we're going to take a break, and when I come back from the break, I'm going to put some matters to you that have come to my attention. I'm going to ask you, given what the law says, what do you think? You're listening to Z Live. I'm Shabab Alang, your host. We'll be back after this break. Everybody,
come take my hand. We'll walk this road together through the storm. Whatever weather, cold or warm, send me know that you're not alone.
Make Mother's Day unforgettable with Kelly's House and Home's Mother's Day sale starting Friday, May 1st through Saturday, May 9th. Save 20% on a lovely selection of dinnerware, glassware, luggage, silk flowers, and picture frames, except on net items. We have beautiful gifts that let mom know just how much she's appreciated. Shop early and enjoy 20% off at Kelly's House and Home during our Mother's Day sale, May 1st through 9th. Happy Mother's Day with love from Kelly's House and Home.
Put more money back in your pocket with the Fidelity Debt Consolidation Loan. Why pay more when you can pay less? Reduce your monthly debt payments down to one low, easy payment. Apply for a Fidelity Debt Consolidation Loan today. Call 356-7764.
Fidelity, we're good for you.
The following is a paid political message.
find it here.
You're looking for truth,
find it here.
Vote for MacGyver, she's here for you.
See everybody.
That was a paid political message.
I'm not afraid, I'm not afraid to take a stand, take a stand. Everybody, everybody, come take my hand, come take my hand. We'll walk this road together through the storm, whatever weather.
Welcome back. Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to Z-Live. I'm Chivago Lang, your host. So glad that you could join us here today on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM on this beautiful Wednesday afternoon. If you want to call us, the numbers are 323-6232 or 325-4316 or 325-4259. You can call us from the Family Islands on 242-300-5720. You can text us on 422-4796. So, in the Nassau Guardian today, there is an article which reveals that the government, of course, the PLP is the administration in government today, has paid off over 100 residences' electricity bill in Grand Key. Grand Key is a little small key off Grand Bahama that is a part of the East Grand Bahama constituency. Grand Key has about a little more than 200 or so voters. Let me see. I got the number of voters Grand Key has. And Grand Key has and was always a very strong supporter of Hubert Alexander Ingram in the past and the FNM by extension. Grand Key has about 216 registered voters. I understand. And over 100 persons had their power bills. Power bills paid. Now, the government provides an explanation concerning why it did that. Which explanation relates to relief under Hurricane Dorian? Right? And trying to bring that relief as the victims of Hurricane Dorian and under the COVID emergency measures and so forth. Same thing in Abaco, where some $250,000, according to the I think it's Premier Importers store manager that they had provided by the Minister of Finance, $250,000 in vouchers of $200, $300, $500 to be given out to persons. Now it is reported to persons under the name of PLP candidates. This is what the person said. The government denies that. Not the government, but Valentine Grimes denies that. But that was done also under the hurricane relief effort. On another instance, a PLP candidate said, East Grand Bahama candidate, I have been given by the Prime Minister deeds of Crown land to be given to persons to whom they have been awarded, and so forth. So let's look at them. We can look at some other things, but let's look at them. what could explain the grant of these reliefs in this election period for an event or events that took place years ago in which a administration has 4+ years in office that it could have provided that relief. That relief is now so dire as to be required now weeks, days before an election, but not have been required months after a party comes to office, knowing the state of play and not having provided same. How does one explain that? How does one say that, how does one construe that as something not amounting to what? What? How do you explain those? Help me, somebody. Help me understand them. Okay? Help me understand how one does not read that to be a means of... Now, mind you, this is provided by the government, so you got to say, well, okay, this is the government, so is the government a candidate or a person? Yeah. But is the government a person under the... the rules of the Parliamentary Elections Act? That's what somebody... You know, these things are all arguable. But on the face of it, being reasonable human beings, how are we to read those things? How are we to take those things? How are we to examine these things and say, that's perfectly fine, I suppose. That's perfectly okay. Pay off people's light bills. Well, there are people in New Providence, Grand Bahama, all of Abaco, all of Long Island, Cat Island, etc., who no doubt have exigencies in their lives and have power bills. Why should their power bills not be paid off? This is taxpayer money. Why is the policy being applied in the way that it's being applied, particularly so many years after an event has happened when nothing happened in the intervening closer years? Why then would not people who lost their jobs, no fault of their own? The pandemic affected every person in the Bahamas. Every person in the Bahamas was affected. Some people who have lost their jobs and not gotten those jobs back since the pandemic. Some people have lost their businesses and not gotten their businesses back. Why should they not get similar relief to people in Grand Key and also in Abaco? How do we rationalize that policy, especially in the height of a general election? Remember now. See, the idea behind the provision of the treating clause in the Parliamentary Elections Act is to keep the elections free of inducements, of undue influences and corruption and these kinds of things. That's the idea. So that we have a clean election of our government, so that the slate is such as to be above reproach. That's the idea. We have a call on the line. Go ahead, caller. We're listening to you.
Hey, Mr. Lang, how are you?
I'm right here, man. What's up?
Brother Lang, let me share something with you. I know I asked you a question, right? Let me share something with you. Based on the treaty definition and so forth, can we honestly say that there's been no government since the beginning of the history of the political system in the Bahamas that has gone or not gone contrary to the same act? Because...
Hold on. No. Let's stop there. Because I participated in two. I know of no circumstance under which a government went into anywhere days before an election, weeks before an election, said, hey, here's some money. You give out this, that, and that to them. Oh, here, I'm going to pay off, you know, bill, like bill, yeah. None. So don't let's go generalize.
Okay.
If you can find me another such example, if you can such example, I say, yeah, well,
I'm going to ask you, I'm going to redirect it in another way.
Okay.
Let me just share this with you.
Okay.
Treaty does not only necessarily, have to do with cash value. Am I right?
Yeah, but I read the law for you. I said that. It's the law. The law says, it's the law says of any kind.
All right. So if I'm promising someone something as it relates to a job or anything like that, or speaking from a candidate position, am I in by definition thereof, I'm promising them, or I've arranged for them to get a job during an election campaign, have I broken that
yes.
particular act?
If you did it as an inducement to vote.
Right. Now, so you're saying to me that there's, as far as you know, and as far as you're aware, no candidate, whether...
Listen to me. My name is Shivago Sean Lang. Listen to me. I try to speak clearly. Uh-huh. You can't put words in my mouth because I'm intelligent and I listen. I didn't say any candidate. I said I know of no situation where weeks before, days before an election, a government went into an area, paid off over 100 people's light bills, sent finances to a company and said, give out this $200, $300 voucher. And I said to you, if you could find me another such example, then I'll say, yeah, yeah.
Right, I understand. I agree with you.
No, but don't tell me you understand and still... Don't tell me you understand and then start to put words in my mouth.
No, I didn't say it.
Yes, you said. You are telling me. You said you are... No, sir. You said you are telling... So you are saying... That's what you said.
Forget that you are telling you. Do you think that the I'm asking, the Bahamian public believes that there's no entity that has ever
let me ask you a question. So let's say the FNM the PLP before I did it. What you trying to tell me now? So we should just abandon it and just say the hell with it? That's how it go? Break the law.
I'm just saying to you, what is the environment? And it seems as though this is something common in the environment.
It is not common. It is not common. I just asked you to give me another example where you know that that has happened, where some candidate was given crown land, said they were given crown land deeds to be given out. Tell me when you've seen that in the Commonwealth of Bahamas. I'm 58 years old. First time I voted was in 1987.
I am talking about the definition of...
No, man. Come. Please. Listen, be good. Be done with him. I have no time for nonsense. None time. No, you don't need a definition from you. We just read the law. What the law says. Just read the law. If an FNM government did this, the same thing applies. Is that something that we are okay with? If it did it, is that something we're okay with? No, I don't think so. See, this isn't like trying to finish up a road project, trying to finish up a clinic or something like that. This paying all people like bill. Come on, man. You've seen that before? Y'all have seen that before in an election? Brother producer, you seen that before? You heard about that before? Man say no. We have another call on the line. Go ahead, caller. We're listening to you.
Hi, Mr. Lang. How are you, sir?
I am very good. How are you?
I'm good. This is the nurse's daughter. Boy, I miss her. She would have been right up in this conversation.
Oh, man. You do something to me just now.
I am sorry. I had to call in because I know she would have called in. Because,
man.
Sir, I have never seen anything like this before, heard of it.
Boy, I know me.
So close to election.
Me and Nice would have had at least 10, 15 minutes on the same topic. True
I'm
or not true?
I'm telling you, okay? And I know she would have been appalled by it as well. All right? I know that things go on. I know that
people
give out certain things and, certain things, but I've never seen it done this egregiously and, like, right in front of your face. All right? And if there are, there is a law, like you said, so they ought to be brought to justice. Because just because it didn't happen, people trying to call him, but it happened in the past or whatever. No, this is now. We have to deal with it. And I think that behemoths are just too passive with certain things, and they are letting things slip and slide. But no, this is really outrageous.
And just to be clear, I mean, you and I think, I don't know, you may be a little older than me, a little younger than me, but you and I have been around a little bit. I have not seen this. Now,
I'm a little younger than you, okay. But I have never seen it.
Do you see governments, trying to fix people's talk and make sure they did this and the next thing? That's a general something for the community. And if you want, you could construe it as inducement,
yeah,
too.
So everybody in the community either partakes of it or it is used, but not so specifically done.
Yeah, this is different.
As these things are happening.
That's different. But listen, man.
I mean right in your face. Trying to hide to do it.
You guys keep calling me, but you guys can't sneak up at me on nights like that, though. Oh, sugar.
I'm sorry, but she would have been right here, and she would have been calling you.
Yes, ma'am.
And y'all would have had a time.
Keep on
giving the information. Like you do, because you are teaching the public and you're telling them exactly what it is and how things ought to be done.
Thank you so much. Oh, I love you and love Nurse. Oh, man, thank you. Thanks for calling. That's special today. We have another call on the line. Go ahead, caller. We're listening to you.
Hey, yes. Good afternoon, Mr. Shivago Lang.
Hey, what's up?
Yes, sir. And you think they open up a Pandora's box, Mr. Lang?
Who's that?
I mean, when it relates to paying off persons electricity bill with the public.
They could very well have done it, because I mean, like, really, why shouldn't you and Nassau or anybody else be appealing for the same thing? Because I know there's lots of people under stress in the country.
That's the exact reason why I'm calling, because if you could walk around, you could drive around in Nassau when the sun is out, right, and you could pass homes, some people still have their homes kept and whatever, right? Yard together and everything, but if you ride around these dead areas, these homes at night, they don't have electricity. Anybody could attest to that. Any community could attest to the number of homes in their community that for a fact the persons are without electricity. I have a few rates from the quarter way up.
Gotcha.
Right, but. But I don't think it's fair for no government to try to
say that again. No government, none. FNM, PLP, COI, DNA, none. Say it again.
Because the public purse should not be used to in no way to try to influence persons to because that's all it really is. Because these people light bills. Price. It just didn't became high.
Exactly.
Today.
Not today. Not weeks. But days before. And you know something? But in the general conduct of your work as government, right? You're trying to create jobs. You're trying to improve infrastructure. You're trying to improve education. Of course, you want people to support you for having done good. So we understand that. So if you are touting, we're doing this and we're going to do that and so forth. That's fine. But why are you going to Grand Key? Like, why Grand Key? Why Grand Key?
Right.
Tell me why Grand Key.
And because Grand Key can have they went there, but they didn't understand that Grand Key have neighbors and family on right inside and other communities off of Grand Key.
Yes, they understand that. They understand that. Of course, they understand that. But like I tell you before, Grand Key was a stronghold of Hubert Alexander Ingram. They loved him. When he went to fish, that's where he went to fish.
Oh, I understand.
Okay, all right then.
All right, take care.
We have another caller on the line. Go ahead, caller. We're listening to you.
Hello.
Hi, how you doing?
I'm okay, but Mr. Lang.
You're bubbling for some reason. Something is interfering with your line. No, not at all. Something is interfering with your line.
Okay, then.
Call back, please. Thanks a lot. Appreciate it. This text says, I am using this line. I am in tech. Listen, the only thing I'm waiting for you to say with the greatest respect, Say, no, we are not okay with it. I don't care what anyone says to justify these last-minute decisions. This is blatant bribery, says that text. This text says, good afternoon, sir. If it's possible, can you speak to the subject for me, please? How does one be elected as an FNM candidate, a PLP candidate, and cross the floor and carry the seat with him? Why is there not a by-election held instead? Because once you get elected as a representative of a constituency, even while you carry that under party banner, there is no law against you moving from that seat. There's no, from that banner. There's no law. There's no, you, it happens everywhere in the world. There's no law against caucusing with somebody else. So that's the short answer for it. There's no law against it. None whatsoever. Okay? This says, Shivago, good afternoon. Do you know if any election with this charge of inducement was brought against a candidate? No. And one of the main reasons for that is this. So if you're the government and the inducement was against your candidate, then you have to bring the prosecution. What do you think you're going to do? So, and I don't know of anybody who has ever tried to put the matter before court. It may well have happened, but I don't know of anybody who's tried. So I know of no one having been. I'm not even suggesting this is an easy thing to even prosecute. What I am saying is you can prosecute it as a voter. You can prosecute it by your own judgment of what you think is right or wrong about it. You can do that. So whether it's prosecutable, whether it will ever be prosecuted, that's a different story. I'm only telling you what the law says. And the law gives us guidelines. Remember in the Bible says the law is there to show us when we've overstepped our boundary. Well, this is what the law does. So while you can get prosecuted or not prosecuted, at least you know when the breach or violation has happened, if in your judgment that is what has happened. This says, good afternoon, Zhivago. It occurs to me that the main reason these matters do not get reported is because the voter, receiver of the inducement, find themselves in a rather precarious position, because if they report the breach, they are equally guilty and would be subject to the law in the same way as the candidate or his agent. True, that is true, but that is also not true, because if you record someone doing it to you, you can, as a voter, go to the police and report it. You see, so you could do it and not have received the thing. So it isn't so the ones who don't report it are guilty and may not report it because of that. But you can, if it is attempted on you, you can go and report the matter to the police. Okay, but you are right that there are people who may not do it because of the precarious situation they find themselves in. This says, Mr. Lang, I had to leave Grand Bahama to work in Nassau after the hurricane and pandemic. I am having a hard time as Nassau is very expensive. I had to bring my whole family here as well. Find accommodation, schools at all. All that. This government is blatantly disregarding Bahamians and thinking persons are silly, inept, and stupid. They are insulting our intelligence. This government has to go. I have never seen the level of untruths, incompetence, and all for few out of any other administration ever in the history of the Bahamas. Wow, says that texter. Listen, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to take a break for news. When we come back, we'll continue our discussion. So we'll be back after the news break.
I'm not afraid to take a stand, take a stand. Everybody, everybody, come take my hand, come take my hand. We'll walk this road together. The storm, whatever weather, cold or warm, letting you know that you're not alone. Holla if you feel like you've been down the same road.
This is Guardian Radio, your station for up-to-the-minute news and intelligent, interactive, and engaging conversations. 96.9 FM. Message by the Free National Movement's candidate for Fort Charlotte, Travis Robinson.
Fort Charlotte, stand up! See the truth clear now. Tell Brave and Sebas all money ain't good money. FNM, we ready. Hey, hey, hey. Brave say he love the poor man, but the poor man can't see no plan. Sebas get rich, now we run the land, while Bahamians catching hell again. Big car, big talk, but can't walk the people walk. All that money and still can't raise power.
Plus 20 million if them say no. Watch solid rise, let the truth flow. I'm on the ain't good money.
A paid political message by the Free National Movement's candidate Charlotte, Travis Robinson.
Boost your buying power with a margin loan at rates as low as 7.5%. A margin loan offers convenient flexibility, freeing up capital without liquidating your investments. Whether you're looking to diversify, fund a business opportunity, or refinance higher cost debt, RF provides access to cash within 48 hours for any purpose. Tailored, effortless, powerful. Discover how a margin loan can work for you. Visit rfgroup.com or call 603-6000. RF Bank and Trust. Money at work.
5 years of PLP rule. Are you better off today? While you work, they've spent millions on taxpayer-funded trips, a government-funded luxury car, and handed out hundreds of millions in no-bid contracts. But for the rest of us, gas and groceries through the roof, VAT on bread basket items, healthcare that is broken, unaffordable, and out of reach. And it's not just your wallet. For 5 years, illegal immigrants have flooded our communities, putting excessive pressure on our schools, our housing, and our social services. As they flood in, Bahamian families fall behind. Under the FNM, there will be a change. The FNM has a plan to address the rising cost of living, secure our borders, protect Bahamians from illegal immigrants, and fix our health care. Because the FNM knows our job is to work for you and not the few. This message was paid for and authorized by the Free National Movement.
Are you a tourism business owner or ready to become one? At the Tourism Development Corporation, we work with tourism entrepreneurs at every stage, turning ideas into thriving businesses and helping existing ones grow. From business development support and funding opportunities to targeted initiatives and strategic partnerships, we're here to help you take that next step. Build your future in tourism with the Tourism Development Corporation. Visit tdcbahamas.com to learn more.
This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM, streaming on guardiantalkradio.com and the Guardian Radio app, Nassau, Bahamas.
I'm not afraid, I'm not afraid to take a stand.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to Z-Live. I'm Shivago Lang, your host. I'm so glad you could join us here today on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM on this beautiful Wednesday afternoon. If you want to give us a call on the show, the numbers are 323-6232 or 325-4316 or 325-4259. You can call us from the Family Islands on 242-300-5720. You can text us on 422-4796 or you can WhatsApp me on 439-3043. We've got lots of texts here from you. Let me read some of those texts before we move on. This text says, right on, he cannot find one example. Talking about the guy who I was asking to show me one example in the past. He says, of course, I'm referring to the electricity payments and so-called Dorian relief vouchers. If there was one, it would not have died. Yes, from any side, it's wrong. What will be the fallout from this? Well, it's really a question of how voters perceive it and, what happens after the fact, but who knows. It says, good afternoon, Brother Lang. Excellent show as usual. I've never seen anything like this before, giving away land papers and paying off light bills. They need to pay off all our light bills, and if they cared about the Bahamian people, they should have taken something off all our bills. We all pay taxes. Keep dropping the knowledge. I thank God for you, says that texter. Appreciate it. It says, hi, Lang, Mr. Lang. I just read an article from the Tribune that Mr. Mitchell want to gazette by the end of the week reforms to modernize Foreign Affairs Service and introduce reforms to make contract officers permanent and pensionable while protecting non-political staff from dismissal. Can he do this, and can this stand if the government changes? Because I thought all governments cease. No, that's not true. He could do it. He's the government. They're the government. The cabinet remains the cabinet, the executive of the Bahamas. Now, to make people permanent and pensionable, you have to go through the Public Service Commission. So if he gets them to do that and go through that process, then that's what will happen. You know, the government, Prime Minister Davis indicated that if the FNM won, that it would fire people. So let me say this again for you. If you are on the permanent and pensionable establishment, you can only be fired for cause by the Public Service Commission, because that's who hired you. So ain't no party, no FNM, no PLP could fire you. If you are on contract and your contract has not expired, the only way the government can fire you is by paying you out your contract. And if the government, if the present government administration set up the contract for you, then they didn't want you on the permanent and pensionable establishment. So they was always saying to you, you could be terminated or your contract could expire and you might not be held indefinitely, because they gave you the contract, not put you on permanent and pensionable. So, and then if you're on weekly, then you had to have been put on weekly by the present administration. If you were on weekly before the present administration took office, they did nothing about you being on weekly while they were in office. Therefore, if somebody doesn't keep you on, and that's the reason why you have people who are weekly, because you want to keep the flexibility of being able to reduce, because of cost and other reasons, people who may not be required. So there is no circumstance under which any person who's on a permanent and pensionable establishment could be mass or even individually fired without going through the Public Service Commission for cause. If you are on contract, you are not going to lose any money, because that contract, if it's still viable, will have to be paid out if they send you home. If you are on weekly, you were always at risk under any administration for being let go. And the people who kept you on weekly knew that and kept you on weekly anyways. So I find it challenging for that to be some kind of a warning to people who understand how the public service works. And if you are in, if you are on a contract, put on contract within the last five years or so, put on weekly within the last 5 years or so, then you have to ask the people who put you there, why did they do it? If it, in fact, they wanted you on permanent and pensionable. So yes, the government can put contractual people on permanent if they go through the public service rules, through the Public Service Commission. And if they're gazetting it, that must mean that they have gone through the Public Service Commission in order to be permanent and pensionable. Okay, because a government can only operate on the basis of law. Cannot operate on the basis of, operate outside the law, or shouldn't. We have a caller on the line. Go ahead, caller, we're listening to you. Go ahead, caller, we're listening to you. Hi, hey, yes, yes.
Hi, I know Mr. Lang is on the radio.
You're speaking to him, and you are on the radio.
Okay, sorry, you have to call a different number.
Okay.
Yes, I just, you know, I'm hearing you speak about the different sides and prosecution and different things like that, and none of that language sounds like it is helpful to the situation. Not coming from a PLP or FNM standpoint, or
what do you mean? It's not helpful. What do you mean?
If a government is in power and the only solution is prosecution in this small place, we don't have the space to be prosecuting everybody for past errors.
But
if
I didn't.
If laws were in place and people did things within the limits of the law, that means the law and the things that happened within the law were wrong. Then the laws need to change.
Well, first of all, things can't happen within the law and be wrong. If things happen within the law, then they are lawful. That's what being in the law means. You can only be unlawful when you are outside the law. Secondly, I indicated that prosecution is not the only way, because in order for you to get a prosecution, the government has to do the prosecuting. And you could have an FNM government that has an FNM candidate that does treating. You could have a PLP government that has a PLP candidate that does treating, and they're unlikely to bring the prosecution. Instead, where the judgment has to be made is by the voter. That's the prosecution. That's the biggest prosecution that could happen if you think a thing is wrong.
And well, let me apologize because I'm joining the show a little late.
Okay.
I'm not hearing the full, and I don't typically listen. So I haven't heard all of your points. Hmm. I'll admit that.
Okay.
So I agree with you. And, you know, to me as well, it's more about clarity of what has happened and then moving forward from it.
Yeah.
You have to, on both sides, expose if the other side is criticizing you, expose it on both sides and be honest and say this is what happened when we were in power versus when we were in power versus when we were in power. Be honest with that first and let the Bahamians say, okay, that happened. We're not trying to put
But you joined us late. You joined us late, so you probably missed this. So I challenged the person who called me about this just to ask me if they know of one other time when a government, days or weeks before an election, paid off the light bills of any particular constituency or polling division, sent vouchers to any company to provide relief to anybody, days or weeks before an election and so forth. And I can tell you, sir, I've been around a little bit, not the longest. I have never seen it.
Sir, and I respect your experience. I know you have been around. I have not. Let me say that I'm not saying that what is happening today is right. I am not saying, oh, pay the light. I agree with you. It doesn't make sense to me either, the way it is being done, because... And that's what I'm saying.
I understand.
Even if all the things that are being accused are true...
Yeah.
Let them say, okay, well, this is the law. Are we allowed to do it or not?
Okay.
And I'm not even saying this is in time for this election.
Yeah.
What I'm talking about is not even in time for this election.
Yeah, the only thing I'm saying to you is, see, we keep doing equivocations. So we say if one side is doing it, the other side is doing it, it's wrong altogether. And I'm saying for you to invoke equivocation, you have to find an equivocated situation. So we don't get, it can't be right just to simply blindly say, well, all of them is do that. I've been in office and there are plenty of things I ain't do. What somebody might be accused of.
And I'm not accusing anyone to say, look what they did. I'm honestly trying to say, look what other countries have done in the past when they are in some sort of issue like this. We our issues are not new to the world.
Yeah, but we can do
we're gonna do what other countries do,
and we can do what the only thing they can do in many instances is you either prosecute or you vote and say I don't like it, and then I gonna show my dislike by vote.
We've always done
what other countries have done. When we weren't pleased with our governments, we vote them out. If we're pleased with them, we vote them in. We keep them. That's what we've always done.
Sir, I'm sorry. That is not always the history of every country where you just vote and vote and vote.
No. But you need to listen. I said or prosecute. Did I not say that? Or prosecute.
Sorry, yes, you did.
Yeah.
And sometimes it leads to wars. So it could get past prosecution. And I'm not trying to say.
I don't know about any issue like this leading to war. But okay.
No. So I'm saying there are extremes in every case. We are a small place, and what I'm saying is our issues can be looked at in a different context than just what we know about. Let's go back and forth.
All right, brother. Thanks a lot, man. Appreciate you calling.
Thank you.
Yeah, man.
You.
We have another caller on the line. Go ahead, caller. We're listening to you.
Hey, good afternoon. This is like, how you doing?
Hey, right here, man. What's up?
Okay, just one or two things I want you to clear up for me, right?
Mm-hmm.
One rumor, right?
Mm.
One rumor went around a little while back, right, that the African Empire has a habit on firing people when they come into power, the weekly people, because of the sector is so obese, right? Is that true?
Sorry,
or is that, really say, or is that
say,
in
say,
between?
Say again, the FNM did what?
Okay, it was something going around before, right? I don't know if you probably heard about it, that the FNM have a bad habit, right?
Mm.
When they enter office, that they actually let go people on the contract.
I heard that too. But look at the circumstances under which some of those things happened. So let me ask you a question. Can you hear me? Can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you.
Okay, so if somebody gets... put on weekly 6 months before an election. In some instances, people were told just to show up at NIB, show up at this place, show up at the next place. They don't even have, their thing isn't even regularized. The people waiting to be paid because nobody really sorted their paperwork out with the treasury and all that kind of stuff. A new kind of situation prevailing just before an election. What would you call that kind of appointments?
I totally understand it. That's okay. A government-appointed job. And right. You are correct. A lot of people who were put on those contracts, right, actually took months and months and months before they get paid. Because the funds weren't actually allocated for them in the treasury. I understand that, but I just want to clear up that rumor.
Yeah, yeah, because what happens is, in order to get hired in the government, you have to meet two criteria. One is there has to be establishment provision, meaning a post for that, or there has to be financial clearance. Now, that's for permanent pensionable people. When the government takes on these weekly people where you can hire them for a couple of months and just, you know, you got a job now, you're smiling through election, and then after the fact, people deciding what to do with you, then that's a different story, right? So that's outside of the parameters of any genuine hiring in the public service. We have a call on the line. Go ahead, caller. We're listening to you.
Hey, good day, Minister Lang.
Hey, what's up?
Lang,
yes,
I want to bring up a more urgent issue. Late afternoon yesterday, Travis Robinson brought up the issue of that nine persons who they had applied for to vote tomorrow in the advance poll was not put on the registry, right? And here it is. Earlier, C.A. Nuri mentioned in his show about clerical slips from the parliamentary office with the information on certain persons. But the permanent secretary, according to Travis Robinson, said yesterday that he's sorry that these persons' names are just not on the list. That is a clerical slip because their name is not on the registry to vote tomorrow, which is an emerging situation that probably denying them their constitutional rights.
Not necessarily. So what I would want to know is what is the nature of those voters need to vote in the advance? Well, for instance, just hear me out. Were they workers? Some people who were going to work the polls on election day and therefore were trying to get to vote in advance. Are they going to be away? Or is there some other reason? Because the truth of the matter is...
He said both.
Okay, so the,
both.
So the truth...
Both circumstances.
Yeah, but, but listen to my man. Listen to me. I'm trying to answer your question. So depending on their situation, if they have an emergency, they got to be in a hospital, that's different. So they may actually be deprived of their ability to vote if that situation. But if you're a worker or something of that nature, you don't have to vote in the advance poll. You could vote on election day. Now, yeah, that's going to mean a little bit of inconvenience to your being able to work the polls for your candidate or something like that. But the main thing you want to do is to be able to vote. So they'll just have to find somebody else to substitute for you. I'm saying they don't have to be deprived of their ability to vote.
Right. Because the term clerical slip, because I just want to contribute and say
that
under Supreme Court Act,
The
term clerical slip is under Order 20, Rule 10, and that's when a judge or a magistrate issues a clerical slip. Now, the excuse given to Travis Robinson, he failed. Very offended by it, that the permanent secretary, Harrison Thompson, told him he's sorry that their name isn't there.
Parliamentary commissioner.
The question is this. Wouldn't they have extra ballots for these people to...
Not on advance poll day. No.
If they've been granted a certificate, isn't that a clerical slip to vote tomorrow?
If their names are not on the advance poll register, they can't vote. That's the law. The names have to be on the advance poll register.
It sounds like a systematic, intentional thing.
I am not going to speak to anybody's motives, but here's what I'm saying, though. That need not be a situation of deprivation of voting. And if such people are deprived from voting in the general elections, it could be grounds for an election court if the outcome is close and their vote may have made a difference.
Anyway, tomorrow,
they,
I guess you're saying they'll just have to compromise their situation and vote on election day.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Yeah.
Thanks for calling, man. Appreciate you calling. We have another caller on the line. Go ahead, caller. We're listening to you. Hi. Go ahead, caller. We're listening to you.
Yes. Hey, how you doing, Lang?
Good, man. What's up?
How you doing, Seattle? I just need to turn this radio. I just want to ask you two questions. One, the Prime Minister
on stage last night,
mm-hmm.
says that he don't know why the government would want to go into the gaming or lottery. It requires tens of thousands of behemoths to lose their money for it to be successful. And it will be only given to their friends and families.
Stop. See, Alan, I told you, stop calling my show telling untruths on people.
I wouldn't. That's what I'm saying. I would get called out. Listen to me. My wife made an expression to me that I have to adopt. She says she almost fell off her.
Yeah, but man, listen. I do not believe you. I do not believe you, see, Alan. You guys send me. You know what to do.
That's what he said.
That is not true. You cannot tell me. You cannot tell me our prime minister said that.
Oh yes, he did last night. You don't know why, because you have tens of thousands of people have to lose money weekly for it to be successful.
You are not you. See, Alan. You know me and you.
You know I can find it before you. You know I can go find it for you right now.
You from Grand Bahama. I from Grand Bahama. You know we just tried to tell the truth to each other.
Okay, I can find a clip for you right now for you to play for the people.
All right.
Secondly, he says that it is impossible, because they've repeated this over and over, for contractors in the Bahamas to build an average of 3 homes per day. Now, you don't build it every day, you know, but let's say...
No, yeah, I heard him on that one. Now, see, I heard that one, and I said about that what I said about Sabasis, this number of houses a day. I mean, come on, please. You know, nobody just build houses in a day. Nobody.
Right, but see, because the problem is that in his very statement from his place, he mentioned 3,000 contractors in the country. In the urban renewal in 2024 in the House of Assembly, they mentioned 974 contractors in urban renewal, 700 in small house repair, and the whole collection. So I'm just kind of figuring that if we take 350 of those 700.
That's 3 a day.
Right. So they take 350 of those 700 and give each one of them one per month. That'd be 3,600 per year. So that's another impossibility. The problem then is not the ability to build a home.
But see, Alan, we've gone through this though. We have demonstrated that the Bahamas built almost 7,000, if not more, jobs within a 5-year period.
Yep.
Whatever. So this isn't fiction. This isn't Zhivago imagination. It's right there in the quarterly statistical review of the Central Bank of the Bahamas. So anyone who wants to argue with reality, they got to do that on their own, because the Bahamas completed 1,000 plus jobs 1 year, 1,000 plus jobs another year, 1,000 plus jobs another year, almost 1,700 jobs another year, almost 1,800 jobs another year. In 5 years, almost 6,000 jobs. Houses.
Houses, right.
Houses. What are we arguing about?
But this is where I'm beginning to become concerned about these mistakes of accounting, like, you know, that's being done from the Minister of Finance. You know, I can only assume that there's a certain level of duress or whoever is writing it.
That's just madness, man. Come on, man.
Rich is absolutely madness. So the argument is that tomorrow you have 3 houses. The day after,
I agree with the Prime Minister. You know, you can't build no 3 houses in no 1 day if the houses are a certain size. You could build 3 houses in a day if the houses are like little miniature houses.
Right.
You could
or with technology today, you know, the Chinese built remember the housing and home ownership.
You could build homes in a day if you have enough resources and what have you, and the model is a certain kind of model and so forth. I mean, there's no question about that. But we ain't talking about that. We know what we're talking about. We're not talking about that.
Right.
You could use what the treaty. 3D printing.
Put in play,
build model homes.
And all of those, yes, right.
You could build model homes in 3 days, right? So we know we're not talking about that. But the fact,
I'm just thinking that what the Prime Minister would try to do is focus on the truth as opposed to twisting the truth. But I'm going to go clip this thing for you right now, because I know you got to
because you got to stop talking. You guys stop talking untruths about people.
I said, who the gods destroy, they first drive mad.
Right. We have another call on the line. Go ahead, caller. We're listening to you.
Good day, Mr. Lang. How you doing, sir?
I'm right here, man. What's up?
I really want to be quiet. I just wanted to know, concerning the BPL gift certificates, right? That is egregious. That is out of order.
Mm.
But I just want you to speak to the difference of candidates treating and an individual who really needs assistance, who needs help. Because I think it's a fine line between a candidate offering themselves or giving things away to gain a vote or gain favor, and a constituent or individual who really needs help or assistance. So I just want you to speak to that.
Thank you. Appreciate it. And that's a good question. But the truth of the matter is, man, let me tell you something. No candidate should put themselves in any situation, no matter the dire need of a constituent, where they could be seen or recorded or taped as to giving them something for inducing a vote, no matter the needs. If a candidate comes across somebody who really needs, what the candidate should do is work with the institutions of government as best they can, assistance that they require. That's what you can't fault a candidate for directing people to an institution or calling an institution that says X and Y and Z, or having somebody call an institution saying X, Y, and Z. But what a candidate does not want, you cannot let somebody's dire need put you in a situation where you're going to lose the ability to even qualify to keep your seat or what have you, because somebody might accuse you of bribery. Let other people do that, but you don't do that. That's all I'm saying. So you'll be careful that way. Do we have another caller on the line?
Hello.
Hey, how you doing?
Okay.
Hey, what's up?
You kind of covered something I wanted to mention, but I'll mention it to you anyhow.
Okay.
I was on the Housing Commission under D. Shane Gibson, then he was the Minister of Housing.
Yes.
And we did do around 5,000 houses.
Yeah.
And with this modern technology and way of doing building houses now, you could double that in 5 years.
Yeah.
So they really have some new technology out there now. You can do it much, much, much faster than we did during that era.
But Brother John.
Second thing I want to mention.
Yeah.
I did hear the PM say that. I was shocked to hear him say that too many Hames would have to lose money.
So now you join in CL and calling my show spreading untruths, man.
Check my Facebook. I posted on that this morning. He's saying that thousands of Hames have to lose money in order for a national lottery to be successful.
So it's okay for the private sector to be able to do this.
Yeah.
Legalized by the government. But the government should not do it.
No. So you don't want me to. It's all right for the numbers boys to be riffing, not the Treasury.
And the
numbers boys don't lose. The number houses don't lose. So I mean, the Treasury would be full of money. We would have money. We'd be able to cut all kinds of things as related to taxes and that sort of thing.
Mm.
One last thing I want to mention.
Mm.
You know, I could say to the Bahamian people that the PLP got to be losing the election when Dennis Hannah Martin and the PM went back to say the FNM did not want independence in 73. Now, you know half of the FNM candidate wasn't even born yet. And half of these are more than 80% of our voters don't know nothing about that. And they're trying to bring that up.
And in point of fact, I don't know what anyone said, but I know that has been said in times past. And in point of fact, that's not true. It is true that people like Cecil Wallace Whitfield and others had a timing issue with independence, not an opposition to independence. As a matter of fact, the records will show that Sir Lyndon had a timing issue with respect to independence. It was, in fact, A.D. Hanna who pushed harder and pushed Sir Lyndon into the independence issue. Sir Lyndon Benton was actually in United Kingdom when there was a move afoot at home to move in the direction of independence, and he urgently came back home, and he eventually got on board and moved forward with independence.
And the one question I want to ask you, too, as it relates to a Bahamian burning the flag or burning the Constitution, is that a criminal offense?
It is. Any desecration of the flag.
Did the PLP and did Mr. Davis, did our Prime Minister Davis, and then I might remember that Fred Mitchell burned the Constitution?
Oh, yeah.
And he's now their chairman and the number three.
He was an independent at the time, too, so.
Yeah, so
they're all the oppositions.
I agree with you.
I'm just saying. Yeah, no, I agree with you. He did.
Yeah. He probably had a change of heart. Mm. Now he loves the Bahamas. and so what makes you feel that if Mr. Penn had a six during independence, Yesterday, the FM did press over the gains of independence back then. You're going to hold against the better
but,
now?
But not only that. Not only that. If your past is a disqualification for your present, do we want to go there?
No, you don't go there. I doubt that.
Let me ask you again. If your past, especially when you were younger, is a disqualification for the president, does any party want to go there?
I doubt that. I wouldn't want. I wouldn't want to be on a ticket and they go back.
Oh, you ain't want to do that. Babe, all I tell you is thank God for Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Thank God for Jesus.
All right.
Thank you, brother.
If you have one more minute, I'll talk something else too.
Uh-huh.
And when you're ready, you could bring me on your show. And when you want to discuss the post office thing.
Oh, please.
I was an auditor in the post office. I can tell you I know how the whole system works. I can tell you recommendation was made in 1983 when I was an auditor there.
You forget.
To do something with the post office.
You forget.
And that's why, see, the post office is so slack. While it serves well for the person in the family, because there's no banking. It is very slack and they never tightened up it because it never was intended to be a commercial bank.
Yeah.
But you can walk into the post office, open an account, they give you a book, and they write in the amount of balance on your account. You can do that at any post office.
Mm-hmm.
Then you can go to this, and I can tell you a case that happened. A guy had to withdraw some money from a post office. I think it was the one in Grantstown. And he lost his book. He went back to the Grantstown. They said he had to go to the main post office. Because the sheets from those post offices don't come in every day. The guy came to the post office, and they gave him an amount not taking into consideration the withdrawal he made. So you know what he did?
Mm.
He withdrew that total amount while he was there at the general post office, where he was getting the book updated.
We'll talk about it. Thanks a lot. I appreciate you, man. Okay. This text says, Mr. Lang, you would think that one of the reasons electorates vote for a different administration is for them to not do what the others did. It's so frustrating to hear an administration saying, well, they did it. Well, if you are not going to break the cycle, you are just as bad and don't need to be voted in. We're going to take a break, ladies and gentlemen. You're listening to Z Live. I'm Shivago Lang, your host. We'll be back after this break.
The world is changing. It's bringing new challenges, but also new opportunities. The truth is, our economy always left too many behemoths out. Now we're opening new doors in agriculture, tourism, energy, entrepreneurship, providing grants, scholarships, national service, and upskilling. A new generation is rising, and we're finally moving in the right direction, building an economy that includes everyone.
Paid for by the PLP.
The Whopper with cheese at Burger King Nassau has never tasted so good. It's made with 100% flame-grilled beef that's juicier, topped with fresh ingredients as usual, and even fluffier buns. Get a regular Whopper with cheese combo for only $9, including VAT, and enjoy a Whopper that's bigger, better, and tastier. The only place to get your Whopper with cheese combo is at Burger King Nassau, where it's grill time anytime.
Great news! Ron's Electric Motors' new location on Cowpen Road, right next to Island Luck, is open Saturdays and Sundays. So for those needing repairs on electric motors, generators, welding machines, water pumps, battery charges, electric lifts, transformers, and power tools, Ron's Cowpen Road location can have you up and running on weekends. Don't forget, you can still visit Ron's Electric Motors on Wolf Road and Claridge Road, and now Ron's new location on Cowpen Road. Dial 356-0249 or 323-5267.
Under the F&M, shanty towns grew. The PLP is demolishing them. The F&M made it easier to get a passport. The PLP fixed their mess and is cracking down on fraud. The F&M let investment in the Defense Force slow to a crawl. The PLP added hundreds of officers and new interceptors. Under the F&M, migrants flooded into the Bahamas. The PLP repatriated record numbers. The F&M offers talk. The PLP offers a real record. Paid for by the PLP.
This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
I'm not afraid. I'm not afraid to take a stand. Take a stand. Everybody, everybody, come take my hand. Come take my hand.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to Z Live. I'm Shivago, like your host. I'm so glad you could join us here today on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM on this beautiful Wednesday afternoon. We're going to need one more break, right? Okay, great. This says, good afternoon, Shivago. Travis clearly stated that those nine persons are traveling and they provided all the supporting documents. Okay, well, that would create some challenge for them. If they're going to have to travel, unless they decide to reschedule their travel, that's going to be a problem. We have a caller on the line. Go ahead, caller. We're listening to you.
Yes, Mr. Lang. How you doing, sir?
Hey, good man. What's up?
Man, you're doing an awesome job.
I try my best. Thank you, sir.
But you got to help me out somehow. I was concerned about the, the moorings?
The moorings, yeah.
Yeah, that was being done.
Hmm.
You think the FNM are doing a good job about things like that?
What do you mean, doing a good job?
Bringing it more to the public.
With some things, not with everything. With some things, maybe I don't know that they're being as active and as loud about it as they can
because,
be. But you know, they have. You know, there's lots going on.
That,
so.
We need as much things. Like that should be brought out so that people could make what I call a conscious decision.
Mm.
Because we do have people who are genuinely concerned about the welfare of this country,
mm-hmm.
not only for themselves, but, you know, for the betterment of the entire country.
Mm-hmm. Okay, well.
And also the situation with Travis talking about the people who are scheduled to mm-hmm. come for early voting.
Mm.
I think... the person responsible should face the consequences.
Boy, I don't know if the people need to vote, and maybe charter in a situation so the people can vote. I don't know. You know?
Because here it is, you know, people would have made arrangements to travel.
Sure.
So it's costly to them.
Sure.
And then that's why I feel like the right people should be put in position to do the jobs that they're capable of doing.
Mm-hmm.
Because you cannot be nonchalant on things like that. You got to understand that it's costly to those people who are traveling.
You know, I saw someone using words Mr. Ingram used about not being able to steal an election. You just have to do whatever you need to do and so forth. So someone texted me that video and asked me if I agreed with Mr. Ingram. And I said, no, I do not. And I sent the video. Listen, so I sent the video to Mr. Ingram, and I sent the text that me and the person exchanged to him as well. And Mr. Ingram's response was this. I'm going to read exactly what he responded by saying when I indicated that I did not altogether agree with him. This is what he said to me. He said that, I read this before, but I want to read it again because people are sending this thing out from it. Mr. Ingram now is becoming the voice that of credibility on the matter. Mr. Ingram now, not even the government. Mr. Ingram, out of the government. Mr. Ingram said, if you have incompetence on the other side, then yes, it can happen. He says, if you have incompetent, disengaged people on the other side, all things are possible.
Yeah.
All right? Just so you know.
Come.
All right, man. Yeah. Thank you very much. We appreciate you calling. This text says, greetings, Mr. Lang. So based on the law, if a political party runs someone's electrical bill, pays for repairs to their home's roof, provide groceries, or give vouchers to potential voters, should they be disqualified to be elected based on the inducement law? Who should take necessary action to enforce this? Well, there's no disqualification for it, but it's a grounds for losing an election seat if you can prove it in court. And who has to take it to court? If you're the opposite party and you have the evidence, you can go and file a complaint with the police, and the police can go ahead and do the necessary with the public prosecution's department, and then they could go ahead and prosecute. Otherwise, you bring it to the attention of the public, and you say to the public, look what is happening, and if the public makes a judgment that it's okay to do that kind of thing, no problem. If they make it not so, then they can do what they need to do. That's the way it works. So let's take that break now, producer, and then after we come back from the break, we'll wrap up. We have lots of text to read. You're listening to Z Live. I'm Shivago Lang, your host.
Take a stand. Everybody. Come take my hand. We'll walk this road together through the storm. Whatever weather, cold or warm. Send you know that you're not alone.
For fast, reliable, and impactful printing services, look no further. Let Printmasters bring your masterpiece to life. We stand by our quality products that is second to none. Our affordable pricing and friendly, efficient staff makes Printmasters the ultimate choice for all your printing needs. We can deliver any type of printing services, from banners to booklets to business cards. You name it, we can print it.
Let Printmasters bring your masterpiece to life.
Located at the Nassau Guardian Building, telephone 302-2361.
When it comes to hearts at Cleveland Clinic, you can't miss a beat. You seek the best care possible, work with the brightest minds, and leave no stone unturned to get to the heart of the matter. Because understanding is always the first step to overcoming. For every heart in the world, see how we're advancing the future of heart care at Cleveland Clinic today.
Boost your buying power with a margin loan at rates as low as 7.5%. A margin loan offers convenient flexibility, freeing up capital without liquidating your investments. Whether you're looking to diversify, fund a business opportunity, or refinance higher cost debt, RF provides access to cash within 48 hours for any purpose. Tailored, effortless, powerful. Discover how a margin loan can work for you. Visit rfgroup.com or call 603-6000. RF Bank and Trust. Money at work.
5 years of PLP rule. Are you better off today? While you work, they've spent millions on taxpayer-funded trips, a government-funded luxury car, and handed out hundreds of millions in no-bid contracts. But for the rest of us, gas and groceries through the roof, VAT on bread basket items, healthcare that is broken, unaffordable, and out of reach. And it's not just your wallet. For 5 years, illegal immigrants have flooded our communities, putting excessive pressure on our schools, our housing, and our social services. As they flood in, Bahamian families fall behind. Under the FNM, there will be a change. The FNM has a plan to address the rising cost of living, secure our borders, protect Bahamians from illegal immigrants, and fix our health care. Because the FNM knows our job is to work for you and not the few. This message was paid for and authorized by the Free National Movement.
At Star General, you can go gold. Comprehensive car insurance covers loss or damage from accidents, fire, theft, and third-party liability. But the gold package gives you increased coverage for rental car and windscreen, personal accident, medical benefits, deductible waiver, and 24-hour roadside assistance where available. Our Star General Gold package also gives you up to $2,500 for accidental damage to a rental car anywhere in the Bahamas. Go gold with Star General. Insurance made simple.
Are you a tourism business owner or ready to become one? At the Tourism Development Corporation, we work with tourism entrepreneurs at every stage, turning ideas into thriving businesses and helping existing ones grow. From business development support and funding opportunities to targeted initiatives and strategic partnerships, we're here to help you take that next step. Build your future in tourism with the Tourism Development Corporation. Visit tdcbahamas.com to learn more.
This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
I'm not afraid, to take a stand.
We have plans for national renewal. They want a national lottery. A national lottery. And they're doubling down on that. They want to turn the public treasury into a numbers house while their rich friends secretly pocket the profits. In 2026, with technology changing everything, with all the new opportunities for countries like ours, the best idea they can come up with depends on tens of thousands of Bahamians losing money every day. That's the only way it could work. And the example they pointed to.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to Z Live. I'm Shivago Lang, your host. Just so glad you could join us here today on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. So John Pinder and C. Allen told me the truth. I just played a video for you. You cannot make this stuff up. We have a call on the line. Go ahead, caller. We're listening to you. Go ahead, caller. We're listening to you.
Yes, Wago.
Hey, what's up?
All you all around.
Okay, tell us how.
Let me give a breakdown so as the truth can come out. Fred, I told Fred Mitchell to stop spreading that propaganda. You all are doing similar. In 1959, after the strike, Pinland ITI interview, Pinland said there'll be no independence. What he's more interested in was self-governing. In 1963, the United Bahamian Party applied for that same thing. It was granted and it was celebrated on the 7th of January, 1964, was brought in self-government. What else came along with that? Self-government was the main thing, okay? Celebrated on the 7th.
It was internal self-governance. So external governance in terms of foreign affairs was not included.
No, foreign affairs.
I'm just giving you the accurate thing.
Internal self-government.
Yeah.
Internal self-government. Okay. In 1966, Randall Fox brought a bill, an actual bill, second by. Boy named Bethel. Bethel, boy's name was. So, a couple of seconds, he'll come back to me. But Bethel, what happened was really private. The independence was in 1968, while Finland was having an amendment done for changing the name from Bahama Island to the Commonwealth of the Bahamas, the Cocktail Creek Act Amendment. And there was one more thing he wanted. But along with that, he was granted, which was unusual, a knighthood. The famous speech he made in 1969, as you could remember very well. He wanted to change those rules. But in the same year he was there, he came up with this concept that there'll be no independence for the next 20 years. A person, student, former student in London called Carlton E. Francis, or should I say Carlton Elijah Francis, he then reported it to the cabinet, with the support of Eddie Hanna. So Eddie Hanna sat in the chair, but he supported it, and they passed that. They passed it. Now I have photographs to prove everything in London, what happened. But I'll be not discussing that part. But in regard to Cecil, let me say this about Cecil, about what he said. Cecil said he wanted independence after he found out that there was no white paper on independence. And he said to the House, I don't mind having independence, but not under Pinland. That was his word. And you can go to the House.
Okay. Thank you. Listen, thank you very much, because I know you have a great, great insight into the historical facts. But my basic tenet was the people who suggest that Sir Lyndon Pinling was the pusher of independence and that Sir Cecil was not a supporter of independence were wrong. That was my basic tenet. Was I wrong on that?
I can show you a photograph of the protocol in England.
I understand. I'm just asking you, was I wrong on saying that Sir Lyndon, the people who suggest that Sir Lyndon was pushing independence when Sir Cecil was against
Never.
It? Okay, that's the point.
I have pictures to show the first
That's
meeting.
The point.
I have pictures that I'm publishing in my new book.
Yeah.
But the Pinland being angry at the first one.
Listen to me,
then
man.
Eventually.
Listen to me, man. You know and I know me and you can't have no deal. I'm going to call you. Can you come on the show? Let's talk about life under all the things you've seen. Can we do that?
I'll think about that.
Yeah, man. You got to listen. You can't just come on the show and tease people with all this stuff you know.
No, but I'm not telling you. I just tell you.
I know, but I'm saying you can't just tease people, though.
I'm going to give you a joke now. I'll give you a joke, and you cut me off. A joke. Franklin Wilson, who supported independence in the voting, called the House of Assembly and said he would like to have a copy of the white paper of independence. So David Forbes, who's the chief clerk of the House Assembly, checked him, he couldn't find it. So he called me up. I told him there was no white paper.
Mm.
It was done by CO, which means the cabinet paper.
Yeah.
And it was sent by Rodney Bain to Lord Thurlow. It was not Lord Thurlow then. He was Sir Francis Cumming Bruce. Because his brother was still alive.
Mm.
You understand?
Yeah, I understand.
And that's what happened. So okay. No white paper. It's green paper.
I got you. Which is the cabinet, which would be what the cabinet conclusion was based on.
On the committee.
Yeah. Okay.
Anyhow, have a nice day.
You too, man. Appreciate you. We can talk, though. Okay. This text says, lying, if the shoe was on the other foot, your boy Fred Mitchell would have already had two babies scream from the top of his lungs. Banana Republic stuff, bro. This text says, good afternoon, Mr. Lang. My elderly in-laws were given a $50 super value voucher signed as a gift from Mr. Philip Davis by Miss Lines or an agent of hers. I'm just sorry I didn't take it to the police or take a photo of it, because going by what you are saying, that is a form, of inducement. It is highly suspect that they are providing relief all of a sudden to the people of Abaco, as was the fire alarm at the Parliamentary Registration Department. My current was off last night, and again this morning I need my bill to be reduced for the hours I had no service, says that person. Well, okay. This text says, Johnny Two Times calls every show to condone foolishness this administration is doing. Johnny Two Times calls every show. I know, I listen. This text says, good day, Lang. So the PM paid some grand key people their power bill off. Is that illegal? Good day, Lang. The guy always defending the PLP wrongfully, but he's tried to do it tries to sound very in the middle there. But I know what time it is. I want him to know I know what time it is, too. Very much know what time it is. This says, Miss Nurse Smith. Oh, boy, the phone died on me, so I can't read your messages, folk. Anyway, we're running out of time. Anyhow, so sorry, couldn't get your messages all in. You've been listening to Z Live. I'm Chivago Lang, your host. So glad you could join us here today. God spares life. We'll be back with you again tomorrow. Y'all have a fantastic afternoon. If you feel like you've been